Investment flash.
Oil at $98. AI selling off. And somehow, the bull market's still kicking. Today's signals are wild, buddy.
I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. This is Investment Flash, New York edition, July 23rd.
Gerald, you're basically printing money at this point.
Yeah, well, the Houthis attacked two Saudi tankers, so it's not exactly a buy and relax trade. But the US oil fund jumped another 2.2% last session, up 91% year to date. It's a supply shock, not a gentle climb.
Right? And it's still 15% below its high. If this escalates, that's a lot of room.
Hold on. You two are talking like oil at 98 is just a number. That's inflation straight into every input cost. This isn't just a Ukraine rerun. It's a Strait of Hormuz tail risk nobody's priced.
Exactly. The AI sell-off might be a correction, but if oil spikes further, growth multiples get crushed. And you know what nobody's talking about? The dollar. Oil spike tightens financial conditions globally.
Okay, fair. But the AI sell-off is an invitation, buddy. Nvidia bounced 2.3% last session, trades at 16.5 times forward earnings. That's a gift.
16.5 times forward. I'll believe it when they deliver. But this JP Morgan note, it's straight out of 1999. Hyperscalers versus chip stocks diverging. The next few weeks are critical.
And the bond market's already flashing yellow. Record $3.68 trillion in corporate issuance in the first half. Partly AI CapEx. The investment-grade bond ETF is down 3.2% year-to-date. The high-yield bond ETF off 1.4%. Investors are demanding higher yields to absorb this wall of supply.
So credit is tightening, oil is surging. Gerald, you must be loving this, your bond doom loop returns.
Look, mate, I'm not loving it, but fair value is a thing. And those bond ETFs near their 52-week lows, if the dollar rips, they break lower.
Okay, but here's the flip side. Utilities. Wells Fargo says they're the next AI trade. The utility select sector SPDR jumped 2.25% and is near its high. AI data centers need power. That's a defensive growth play.
I'm on board. NextEra Energy up 10.5% year to date, still 10% off its high. Duke Energy with a 4% dividend, 5% below its high. It's the AI buildout with a yield cushion.
To be fair, utilities as an AI play is actually clever. But it's a rate-sensitive sector. If yields keep rising, the dividend attraction fades. Still, I'll give you, the chart looks constructive.
Wait, Gerald just admitted Tom might be right about something.
Ha ha ha, I said constructive, not bullish. There's a difference.
Ha ha, I'll take it. But speaking of growth, Chinese EVs are invading Europe in style. NIO, XPeng, Li Auto, Xiaomi, all posting big sales jumps. BMW and Volkswagen are getting destroyed.
This is structural. The Financial Times says the assault has barely begun. Volkswagen is down 30% year to date, BMW down 40%. They're near their 52-week lows.
And on the buy side, NIO is down 42% from its high, XPeng 55, Li Auto 61. These stocks are priced for failure. If the expansion holds, there's asymmetric upside.
Exactly. The risk-reward on NIO is nuts. Europe's luxury market is huge.
Hold on. Priced for failure? They're also Chinese companies with delisting risk and potential EU tariffs. The recent U.S. sanction threats on Chinese AI startups just add to the overhang. The China Internet ETF is down 25.8% year-to-date.
Fair enough. The China Internet sell signal is honestly the cleaner play if sanctions escalate. But the auto trade is separate. Xiaomi trading at 14.9 times trailing earnings, down 56% from its high. That's value if you can stomach the risk.
And the chipflation angle, Micron up 204% year-to-date, another 12.5% last week. AI memory demand is so hot, car makers are considering price hikes.
Toyota down 28% from its high on margin fears.
That's the squeeze. AI spending is inflating costs across the supply chain. Micron's forward PE is only 6.2. The run might not be over.
6.2 times forward. That's either a steal or a disaster waiting to happen. Memory cycles are brutal. But honestly, the pricing power is real.
Gerald just called something cheap. Are you feeling okay?
I'm not a machine, Tom. But speaking of cheap, the rare earth ETF, ticker REMX, is down 36% from its high. Toyota Tsusho is spending $7.4 billion on recycling to reshape supply chains.
Recycling could cap rare earth prices long term, but near term, it's a strategic shift. If it reduces China's dominance, the whole complex could re-rate.
36% below its high is deep value, but it's speculative. I'd rather play the AI infra buildout with utilities.
What about crypto? Bitcoin wilting as oil and rates rise. Clarity Act odds down to 38%. The long-duration Treasury ETF is 1% above its 52-week low.
And that's the macro cocktail. Sell long-duration Treasuries, sell Bitcoin. Exactly what we flagged yesterday. The oil-driven inflation fears are pushing yields higher, hammering rate-sensitive assets.
Yeah, the Bitcoin trade was spot on. But if oil retreats, crypto could snap back. The Houthis have a history of tactical strikes, not sustained blockades.
That's the bull case. But right now, the momentum is clearly down.
True.
Right.
But the most original take today, MarketWatch says the AI sell-off might save the bull market. It's a healthy purge of froth.
Classic bull market rationalization. The sell-off is good for us. I've heard that before.
No, but that's exactly my point. The pullback sets up a more sustainable base. If oil cools, AI rips.
Exactly. NVIDIA at 212, forward PE 16.5. That's a gift relative to growth. The utility rotation proves the market is rotating, not exiting.
All right. But the bear case is the dollar. If oil stays elevated, the dollar strengthens, global financial conditions tighten, and EM and credit get smoked. China internet, investment-grade bonds, high yield, all vulnerable.
Which is why the second order trade is utilities plus AI, defensive yield plus growth optionality. The utilities SPDR, NextEra, Duke Energy, they're the hedge.
That's the rare tape. A hedge that works if oil stays high and if AI reasserts. I love it.
I'll admit it's a coherent trade. Just watch the bond yields. If the long-duration Treasury ETF breaks its low, the whole thesis shifts.
And as always, none of this is investment advice, just our read of the signals.
Exactly.
Right.
Yup.
So, Gerald, you're holding oil and short bonds. Marie, you're adding utilities. I'm buying the NVIDIA dip and Chinese EV names.
Diversified chaos as usual. But it makes sense. The push-pull between oil inflation and AI deflation is the story.
And it's not going away tomorrow. We're back at 7:30 a.m. London time for the London edition. Until then, hit follow on Spotify if you're just finding us, or check investmentflash.com for the full digest.
See you then, buddy. And Gerald, try not to get too excited about credit spreads.
I make no promises. But I'll be here.
All right. Take care, everyone.